You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
All right. What was that? Did someone just send you money or something?
You know, I stay getting paid, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do here, you know. I'm a millionaire, you know.
I love our awesome studio audience.
I know. They just clap on command.
I think the best thing about them is how their volume level is exactly the same.
Yeah, I know, right? And the way they just cheer is amazing.
That's how you know they're real.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys, we got a special guest in the building. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? I'm that fucking Ivan.
There we go.
Thank you for coming on.
They gave us the show.
Yeah, man. Yo, thank y'all for having me on. I really appreciate it, dude. This is dope.
So we're going to play a couple word from our sponsor, play a couple new joints, and we'll come back and interview Ivan. So don't go nowhere. Tell your friends and family to tune in for this one. X-Ray FM. If they're not local, you can listen online at xray.fm or the X-Ray app anywhere in the world. Even if you're at the beach, you can listen to now 91.7 FM, so you can hear it from here to the beach.
No excuses. Is it going to be about the 70 millimeter film?
Yes, we're going to get a word from our sponsor, Hollywood Theater. Play a couple jams.
Let's go. They gave us a show.
X-Ray FM comes from Hollywood Theater, located at 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. The Hollywood Theater is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to entertain, inspire, educate, and connect the community through the art of film while preserving a historic Portland landmark, showing classic and contemporary films on 16, 35, and 70-millimeter film, as well as digital projection. For more information, showtimes, and tickets, go to hollywoodtheater.org. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Hollywood Theater, located at 4120.
What the fuck you talking about? Roll the dice and get on my face.
Watch sports from the sideline, horses and skylines. Whip a porch, get a couple horse in these trying times.
I see you, I feel you, I really do. But I wouldn't wanna be you. Thinking like me, humming my peas like a feeding ducky. Seen your girl eating cheese pieces. She was yucky, weed musty. We need custody of the money tree. See my phone busting and jumping, it's like a buzzing bee. Wasn't you the same nigga selling all them fake Gucci baggies out the minivan back then? But do you think if anybody asking, Marie Francois did the leather in the ass?
It's popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Hey, it's popping like I got a jalapeno on me.
Hey, it's popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Hey, that means it's hot. Hey, I'm popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Hey, I'm popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Hey, yo, I'm popping like I got a jalapeno on me.
Serve it off the plate, dog. You need to feed your homies.
I'm hotter than when you touch the iron to the starch. Wrap it in the foil before you put it in the fire. Grab it with a glove as you rolling like a tire. Elbows, 80-foes, catch me swinging like a fighter. Hey, it's kinda worth it, big flicking like a lighter. That means if I burn it, then it better get me higher. Where your big homie at? Your security just fat off a flat. I wish Will never slapped off for real. Off rip, that last rap you spit wasn't on shit. You punching every line and you niggas ain't slick. You don't got a clue what you be talking about. Poke your chest out and you can get socked in your jaw. This hit different when you listening to this in the car. The livest, illest niggas in this jurisdiction by far. You really gotta see it just to know what you saw. It's nothing nice to say, them nigga don't say it at all.
It's popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Hey, it's popping like I got a jalapeno on me.
Hey, it's popping like I got a jalapeno on me. Ooh, ooh. Hey, that means it's hot. Hey, I'm popping like I got a jalapeno on me.
Serve it off the plate, dog. You need to feed your homies.
feeling hella good, I got bankroll. Big stack on me, and it can't fold. Niggas animated, real life hoes. Trippin' off the bitch, when the bitch gone. Nigga run it up, nigga make a play. Goddamn, that's a lot of bass. It's the summertime, I keep running mine. Tryna live good, I don't want the drive. I be biking and shit, I be macking a bitch. Like a Mexican, I be stacking the chips. Don't compare him, don't you dare him. Me falling off, man, that's real slim. I might AP, I might BP, I might dub P. I'm a real P, I don't perk at all. I just smoke weed, gotta feel me, cause I'm so me. Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me.
Cause I'm so me, cause I'm so me.
I don't perk at all, I just smoke weed.
I just smoke weed, I just smoke weed.
It's for the bad bitches, and a real P.
And a real P, and a real P.
Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me.
Everything I do is play. That's why I stay with a stapler. Yup, it's dark like Dark Vader. In case they try to line me up like a taper. Ooh, I don't play about me. And you shouldn't play about you. I'm a different pedigree. Bitch, I thought that you knew. It's been a minute and it took a little while. The gang goofy fading out, the real ninjas back in style. I've been about my money since a child. Always had heart, platinum, you can't pull my fire. When I was young and wild, I was never caught loose and I was always smart. Sometimes it's best to be solo when you cop and stay a la carte. The police pulled me over, I put my tongue up in part. I ain't no affidavit, bitch, I ain't no North.
Yeah. Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me.
Cause I'm so me. Cause I'm so
mean. I don't perk at all, I just smoke weed.
I just smoke weed, I just smoke weed.
It's for the bad bitches, and a real P.
And a real P, and a real P.
Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me. I get real money, in a real way. I got old honeys, in my new safe. Feel like Drew Honeys, cause my gold age. Eating chow mein, with my old lady. I might Tokyo, I might break a hoe. I might put a flip screen in my stereo. Bet this rollie on my wrist ain't a scenario. I might hit a couple times, but don't marry you. Babe, nigga, eight, figure, old school. Lot of chicken, bitch, chill. Gotta listen, platinum, same. Diamonds, hidden, yeah. Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me.
Cause I'm so me, cause I'm so me.
I don't perk at all, I just smoke weed.
I just smoke weed, I just smoke weed.
It's for the bad bitches, and a real peach.
And a real peach, and a real peach.
Gotta feel me, cause I'm so me.
Then before that was Foil Bass from the Cool Kids. Cool Kids are back with new music, so the Cool Kids. There you go.
Yeah.
We're back. They gave us a show.
Yeah.
We got a dope guest in the house. Go ahead and once again tell them who you are.
What's up, everybody? I'm that fucking Ivan. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I do rap. I do punk. I'm here for it. Promoting a new album, man. Spooky shit. Summer Nights. House Party.
Yeah. I got you. All the rest of that was good.
Yay!
My bad.
No, you're good.
Welcome
Thank
to
you for
radio.
Real for coming on and making time.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you kind of did say what you did, but I guess kind of for people that haven't heard your music, if you could describe your sound, how would you?
I gotcha. So I'm from the South. You know, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia originally. So I picked up a lot of lyricism, you know, folk telling is
okay.
what I like to call it. Long stories, you know.
Story, the art of storytelling.
Yeah. But at the same time, I was big into skateboarding and stuff. So I was always in the punk rock scene as well. So I'd be in bands, I'd play instruments, you know, on top of rapping. I've always been rhythmic, drums, bass, rap. That's always been my thing, you know. So my music really is a reflection of that. Punk, hip-hop, like, I call it punk rap, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for an example, the first two albums I ever bought was Outkast Americana and TLC Crazy Sexy Cool.
Okay.
I got those when I was, like, nine. That's what brought me on, you know.
Right on.
All right, there we go.
Now, you were saying you play instruments, so I know you mentioned bass earlier. Mm-hmm. Are there other instruments as well you play, or?
Well, I mean, I play primarily, I'm a drummer.
Okay.
Like, that's like, I was in marching band in school, you know, they put me in the percussion section in like sixth grade. So I've been playing drums forever. Bass is my second best instrument, you know, but I play a little bit of harmonica, some ukulele.
Harmonica?
Yeah, ooh, I can play
some ukulele.
And they made me play the xylophone in band, so I can play the piano, you know. So.
Yeah. Do, oh, that's his
album. Yeah. He was like, wait a minute.
That's
what
I thought. I was like, maybe. Oh, yeah, like,
this guy. Right on. Very talented guy here. That's awesome.
I dabble.
For real. Man. I can, like, do the triangle.
More cowbells, please.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get you there, Ocean. We'll get you there.
I had the recorder, I remember, in, like, fifth grade. I mean, I'm so dumb. Anyway, but... For real, I guess, can you describe, I guess, your first time being on stage? Do you remember that and kind of that feeling?
Oh, man. Y'all want to hear a funny story?
Oh, yes. We always are up for a funny story.
That's kind of why we asked.
You kidding me?
Yeah, man. First time I got on stage, I was like 16 years old, right?
Okay.
And I had been doing raps for a while. The first time I went to a studio and recorded like a rap song to a beat the producer made for me, mm-hmm. I was like 14 years old, right? And so first time I perform, I'm 16, and we were playing like a halftime event spot for like this wrestling show down in Daytona, like Daytona Beach during Bike Week, okay. 2006, right. Man. And I'm a rapper. I do like goofiest. At the time, I'm 16, man. I'm not doing anything serious, and I'm just doing the goofiest raps, comedy rap type stuff.
Okay.
And they, we get in the... like the halftime show spot, and the person we came to have perform, they pulled me on stage. They're like, Ivan, come on stage, man. We're gonna bring Ivan on. He's gonna rap. So I did some raps. It was cool. It was fun. Nice event.
Yeah.
Had a good time. We start getting wrapped up, and there was an issue with the venue where they wanted us to leave our sound equipment for a different artist we didn't associate with. We didn't know him.
Right.
And we were like, no, we're gonna pack up our PA and go. It turned into like a huge brawl with security.
Whoa.
I'm not even kidding. Dude, I literally got the shit kicked out of me in that night. I'm not even kidding. So the very first time I ever performed, I got beat up by security on the way out.
Like, oh my God. Man.
So that was the first time I got on stage. Yeah.
That's wild. Wow. You wanted to leave your equipment for someone else?
Yeah, I was like, we were like, no way, dude, we're not doing that. You know?
Oh my God.
So yeah, that was my I still do it though. Like, I remember that night being like, you know, it could have been worse. I think I'm gonna still do it,
bro. Like it could have been worse.
That's a good perspective.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
I wasn't expecting that story. Thank you for
the. Oh yeah, man. Jeez. I don't get to tell that story a lot, actually. That was it's like a deep cut.
Man, did anybody pull any Mortal Kombat moves? I mean,
honestly, I don't remember.
It was a blur.
Yeah, dude.
Did a chair go flying in the air before the fight started? That's all I want to know.
Can get messy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, it was Daytona Bike Week security guards, you know?
Oh, yeah. They were already amped up.
Yeah, dude.
Looking for a reason.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's
so other than that, though, I mean, other than that, was the wrestling show any good? I mean,
yeah, the wrestling show was actually awesome. You know what I mean? It was dope. It was Daytona Bike Week, like I said, so people were rowdy.
Yeah.
Trash cans in the ring. They threw some tacks down. And, like, yeah, man, it was dope.
Dang. That's a day to remember.
Yeah. That's a great story. Thanks
that is. Sharing. Yeah, thank you for sharing. Seriously. You got to put that in the intro of your song or something and then just roll with it.
Do you have kind of like a, I guess, an influence that made you want to start music, any kind of music in general, like whether it's a song or a person or just like a moment or whatever?
Yeah. Did you have that moment that made you go like, oh, my goodness, I could do this?
Yeah, I did, man. You know, like I've been in band. I started listening to music. I was getting into like Ozzy Osbourne and like Outkast and stuff like that. A lot of Marilyn Manson. And I was still just in like fan mode where I was just consuming stuff. I was young, you know, I was 11, 12. And I didn't know my dad growing up, right? Like my dad came into my life kind of when I was becoming a teenager. He wasn't there full time until I was basically grown. Mm-hmm. But I remember I was in Atlanta, Georgia and hadn't seen my dad in like 10 years, right? And my mom said she got reconnected with him and we were going to go see him. I thought we'd go to like somebody's house or something. We went to this music venue called The Masquerade. And my dad at the time was working with Lava Records, like a, I think they were like a label under RCA Records. Okay. And okay. he was A&Ring a band. So the first time he comes down, takes us backstage, you know, we get to meet the people that he was working with from the label and stuff. And I remember in that moment, like, man, I just kind of want to do this. You know, hanging out in a green room, being at the show, just, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, man.
That was the spark that lit it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. I love it.
All right. So to make sure that, thank you, by the way, because your answers are great so far. Like, you're really just telling my real
I feel
story.
Like I'm rambling. I'm like, and, oh, shit.
No, no, you're doing great, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See his shoes?
Got the black 07 mid-rise Air Force Ones.
You're wearing, like, the unofficial shoe of this radio show.
No doubt. These shoes, you want to hear a funny story about these shoes?
Man, yes.
Yeah, man.
We love funny stories.
Man, my poor mother, dude. So we're living in Atlanta, Georgia. And Atlanta, Georgia is kind of a big place. You know, we lived
yes,
in
very
all
big.
Five counties at one point or another, man. We really did. We moved around a lot. And it was 2002, mm-hmm. and Nelly had just dropped Air Force Ones, you know. It was like 01, 02, somewhere in there. And I remember watching a video where somebody had these Air Force Ones with, like, blue checks and blue stitches and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought they just sold that in the store. I didn't even think uh-huh. that it would be somebody's custom fit for the video or anything.
Yeah.
Man, my mom literally drove around Atlanta for like 4 hours going to different malls. We were going from Cumberland down to the south side over to like Town Center Mall on the north side. Couldn't find them. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, I'll just get.
Seriously. Yeah. Valid. So,
but I still rock them, man. The 07 mid-rise Air Force Ones. I love
they look
these.
Clean though, man. Bro.
I'll skate in these, dude. Like these ain't been skated, but these shoes, I remember back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, they were just on another level. Now Nike makes skate shoes.
Yeah.
But like back in the day, these were perfect. They didn't even know. You know what I mean?
Like, best kept secret, huh?
Oh, yeah. Love these shoes.
Right on.
I like that. So to make sure that we play all the music you sent, what we're going to play one now. What should we play first?
Play Chi Omega first. Chi Omega.
Yeah. Tell us about this song and who produced it.
Okay. So the instrumental is produced by Robert Lidecker. Actually, so this album, Spooky Shit Summer Nights House Parties, it's 12 tracks, and every track was produced by Robert Lidecker. And this dude, he's down in L.A. He works for DreamWorks, and he actually won an Emmy for the Kung Fu Panda score that he was working on.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, all these tracks are produced by an Emmy winner. And then the vocal recording and everything, like the actual production, in-studio production, was done by Echo the Savage at Brave and Fortune.
Oh, Echo.
Echo's legit.
Yeah. On as a guest before.
We worked on this album
Star Wars
for like
winner.
7 months. Yeah, dude, Echo's great. He put his heart and soul. We both did. We both put our heart and soul into this. So, yeah, I go with Chi Omega first. That's actually, it's kind of dark. This song's kind of like a hardcore type thing.
Yeah.
And it's called B2K1, which is Born to Kill, episode one. And Chi Omega was like the Florida sorority house that Bundy hit. I know that's dark as shit, man.
Man.
But it's your
art. Man.
It ties into the story, you know, like where the overarching story of the album is like teenagers at a house party, half pipe in the backyard, smoking, drinking, listening to music, playing horror movies and stuff. Like, you know, you'll have a horror movie in the background. You'll have Wu-Tang Clan playing, you know, like that type of thing.
Damn, that's a vibe already. Yeah. Bro like painted a picture.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So we'll play that. We'll play Chi Omega. We're going to play one other song from another artist, and then we'll come back. They gave us a show.
Let's go.
Make sure that the song title is on there so everyone can see it. Go out and support. There goes.
Fried crackling scrap sweets and yellow sacks, jello packs, white album wraps, a 12 Modelo stack, and a can of fuck 12 from Portland to Halifax. Get the Bibles to start a sick fire, short fuse to ignite, always been a quick fighter and a slick rider with a fat blunt. I sip cider, stack them up, wrap them up. Who's got my big lighter? Hey man, give me my lighter, dude. No man, no, I just passed it to you. I know you. Check your pocket then, what's in your pocket? You better chill, bro. From Atlanta West End to Portland off 82nd, I got Smith & Wesson. Pull my card like what? Close eye magician. Roll up on your car like Rosario. outside assistance. Yeah, I'm a mix of DMX, so dirty and Danzig. 3-6 pad brains and Marilyn Manson. Black flag, black thought, and black metal mayhem. D12 Tech 9, Outcast, Iron Maiden. Thrown in the wood, chipper with some ludicrous. From old to it, grave diggers on some gruesome shit. Stitch them together, make a monster, a lunatic. Get an MC you could nail to a crucifix. Sweet kids turn cold, don't give a fuck truly. Street kid hurt so that I'm rooting on Broody. He said unlearned all the shit that they school me. Eat them up and burn them all, but fuck them, man. What you doing? We just ain't giving a fuck. A bunch of hippies and punks, no doubt we crawling. By the end of the day, we tripping and drunk. We dodging pigs and snitches and we risen bitches and cunts. We out here balling, burning Bibles, burning bridges and blunts. Excuse me, think you could help me load my boat on my bug? I wouldn't ask, but you can see that my shoulder is fur. To thank you, I swear that you'll just be gone for a sec. Till I tie you to a tree and take a saw to your neck.
Young man sitting on the front porch thinking how to get on a higher level of some sort. With the skill and dedication comes force, wonder how I'm gonna bring the gun forth.
Either be the best I will, him that wanna test I kill. In the projects I'm still really ill, I feel, giving vet my skill.
Already?
I get green like Yoda. All green in my soda. I protect my Yoda. I'm a tech nine loader. Bitch, I'm a float, I levitate. Bitch, I'm a master, I meditate. I be this green all up in your face. This ain't Star Wars, you ain't a star anyway. Lay Yoda.
Broke I am. Equivalent to a whopping 20 tons of pure dope, my jams. Have your ramen ticket revoked, I can. In front of a really starving killer goat, why stand? Like damn, is my life Mike man. Completely idle without any growth, my fans. To make you spend all thy grands, I plan. To the dough, I ran, full of jokes, my fam is. Making it big and rapping, they don't believe in. Working on everything to make it happen. He's been being that some of the homies think he's capping. The reason is, keep them all laughing, Keegan did. Up and out the ghetto will be I. Up on a bed of hella money, your real G lies. Out the faking and player hating, my grill defies. Blessed, really sharp and magical skill, T thrives in.
I green in my soul. I protect my Yoda. I'm a talent loader. Yeah, bitch, I'm a float, I levitate. Bitch, I'm a master, I meditate. I've been just green all up in your face. This ain't Star Wars, you ain't a star anyway.
Cars and homes, meet all the stars and bone. Come from a shit start to known, I shall. Quick with the bars and tone, spit really hard and strong. Rip it to bitch, chart the song, my style.
Taking opinions, I know better. Make little minions, I'm gon' sever. Hating the friends begin, great in the end. We win, cake and the grins will bend. Fly, go get her.
Never giving me a break this block. We'll take and make somebody great hip hop. Creating then obliterate, spit box, dish drop. Feeling like you're finna break biscuits. Killed it the faster rhyme did. Keeping it rough with the grass and the asinine kid. Take everything down to your last, the rhyme beers. And overcome a winner and master nine. Is.
I get green like Yoda, all green in my soda. I protect my Yoda. I'm a ten, I load up. Bitch, I'm a float, I levitate. Bitch, I'm a master, I meditate. I put this green all up in your face. This ain't Star Wars, you ain't a star anyway.
Back and forth with me, Damon and Mario. Full of bangers in danger, lot of singing some game and just hanging the barrio. Up insane and untamed with no chains, some gangs with slang and the party goes. Recent claiming the fame, rearranging the lame niggas, shaming the arty flows. Quickly changing the sorry bro. Fight haters, pick them out and cut them off. Lightsaber, not a friend, not in my favor. Never be this in your life. Vaders,
fighting and mortified.
That fine time bit,
striking and score the high.
That rhyme gun is,
life in the Lord and sky. With the 4 and 5, gonna be immortalized.
Tech 900!
I get green like Yoda, all green in my soda. I protect my Yoda. I'm a tech 900, I'm a float, I levitate. Bitch, I'm a master, I meditate. I put this green all up in your face. This ain't Star Wars, you ain't a star anyway. I get green like Yoda, all green in my soda. I protect my Yoda. I'm a tech nine loader. Bitch, I'm a float, I levitate. Bitch, I'm a master, I meditate. I put this green all up in your face. This ain't Star Wars, you ain't a star anyway.
Yo, green face, green face. Yo, yo, green face, green face. Yo, yo, green face, green face. Yo, yo, green face. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo. Bitch, this ain't no Star Wars, and you ain't a star anyway.
Best big pops.
Donnie, hold that thought, man. Your sister just called, man. I'm going to hit you back because I got more stories to tell you.
Yeah. That was Yoda, Tech 9, and Lil Wayne. Before that, we had our guest, African Ivy with Kai Omega.
Yep.
There we go.
Kai Omega.
And when does this actually drop, the album?
So the album's up on my website right now. You know what I mean? People can go check it out. I've been letting people close to me hear it, you know, letting my like actual fan base hear it first before it goes up on streaming.
Nice.
But I say at the end of this month, like September 1st, I'll probably upload it onto streaming there because we got everything done.
Right on.
Yeah.
Is videos for it in the whole nine?
Well, we're getting the videos done now. We're sitting on a couple videos, like
okay.
promotional visualizer stuffs, but that's the next step. You know, the album itself is cinematic. It's the whole album's like a double entendre. It's like a choose your own adventure type thing. So it's really cinematic, tells multiple stories. So I definitely want to get videos for like every song. I want to make like a 30-minute movie out of it.
Ooh. You know?
Because It's got short some meat film. On the bone for it, yeah.
I like this. Like Slick Rick did this recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did that. Yeah, that's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
That new Slick Rick was good, too.
Yeah, it is. Very good.
He really can.
He did not disappoint on that album. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So I like this concept for real. Have you done, how many music videos have you, I guess, been in or, I like to ask this occasionally, been in or been a part of?
Yeah, I think about 6 of them. Like actual videos, like real camera set, you know, like extras dancing. I think about 6. I've had 3 for myself, and I've been in 3 of the homies' videos, you know, so.
Do you have more fun being in other people's if you don't feel like you have to, like, be worried so much how it's going? Or?
It depends, right? So we actually appear in Magic 9 and Tyree Pinlight's music video that had
Let
all
me
the
tell
cars
you something about that video.
Yeah.
We got invited to be in that video, me and this guy. And I love that freaking song, that MJ's Lounge, right?
Right, right, yeah.
I didn't know.
That song was dope, though, you know?
Yeah.
Language.
My bad.
But that video was dope. So you were in that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Man.
You know, it was really cool because it had, like, this post-apocalyptic sort of thing, costumes, and
Oh, like California Love.
Remember they sent us this and it said, try to dress all Mad Maxi or something?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. No, we showed up. I had my mohawk all shaved and spiked up. And
regrets were made.
I wish I was in that. I love that song.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, it's a lot of fun because you don't feel the pressure. You're just trying to have a good time.
Yep.
You know?
Facts.
Yeah.
Wild out.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. You definitely need to wild out.
Mm-hmm.
Magic 9. Shout out Magic 9.
Yeah, shout out Magic. Yeah, shout out Tyree. I'm not going to lie, man. Tyree, I don't know if you're listening, bro, but you are one of the most underrated MCs in the city.
He really
is. You're so fucking sick, seriously. Magic, too.
Flowers.
Yeah, y'all are amazing.
I remember seeing Tyree back at Late Lyrics when it was like the Portland Burger. We would see you there a couple times.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Portland Burger. Wow. Fresh. Where it all began.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Made a lot of connections. That's where I met Echo, you know, and now we got this
album. Yeah, everybody met down there. The Portland Burger was the spot, man.
Yeah, dude.
Is it still around? Is that
like a giant
they
guitar
still got
or something like that?
Yeah.
And that fake burger.
Yeah,
I like that. That thing was fun. Yeah.
That's what's up. Man, time moves too fast.
It does.
Time is weird, man.
So I will come up with a choice question. I'll ask it in a little bit. Normally I'll ask it like, it'll be like, would you rather do this or this? And it's sometimes something really stupid. So I'll ask you guys that in a couple minutes or something. I'm trying to formulate it.
So, like, out of everybody that you've probably, like, followed or looked up to, like, who's, like, your Rushmore?
Oh, okay. So, like, hip-hop or just total?
It don't matter. Yeah, it's okay. People that you look up to, musicians, actors, it don't matter. It's just who
I'd
you look up to.
Andre 3000, number one for sure.
Right on.
On and off the mic. The way that dude moves and has lived his life, to have the ability to have it all, and then choose to walk away for peace, like that is really inspiring to me. So
yeah,
Andre 3000 for sure.
Yeah.
Henry Rollins from Black Flag.
Yeah.
That's another major influence. Mm-hmm.
You know he's a fighting character in the Def Jam.
Yeah, he is. Yep. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OP.
So Henry Rollins for sure. You know, the poetry, the music that he's made, his acting, and the way that he's kept himself true to himself. That's inspiring to me. After that, man, I say, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, you know, rest in peace to Ozzy, because I saw Ozzy Osbourne live when I was like 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, and it was dope, man. 2002, Atlanta, Georgia, System of a Down opening. And that man, show.
System of a Down. They were on. Oh, my God. Oh, they were.
I mean, this is 23 years ago. It's kind of crazy for me to even say that, but.
That is
it
wild.
Was so sick, man. That show was. That was when new metal was still new.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Ozzy Osbourne. And then if I had to pick a fourth one, man, like, who would I put in that fourth spot? It's kind of important, you know? Yeah, man. Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk is one of those dudes that I probably wouldn't have started skating if it wasn't for Tony Hawk.
You and a whole army of people.
Right? The music from the first couple games, those playlists, that's a lot of like,
I love those games.
You could melt those playlists down, and that's kind of my genre. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like mix all that together. That especially that Chuck D Anthrax song.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. So, yeah, we got that joint.
Yeah, I'm going to say Andre 3000, Henry Rollins, Tony Hawk, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Right on. Ain't nobody mad at that list. Like that's a Rushmore that's a right there.
Yeah.
Man, Tony all Hawk's over like the board. Yay.
Michael Jordan is skating, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, he really is. Seriously. Oh, yeah. That dude is. Like, I know he retired and everything now, but man, talk about the GOAT.
Mm-hmm. So I want to get into another, or do you have another question before we get into another song?
No, go ahead.
I want to make sure we get to all
No, go ahead.
So what should we play next, and then we'll play something special after that as well.
What do we got? We got Kai Omega, I say. Let's do Toolbox.
Hey, tell us about this song, like, what was going on behind it, and who produced it?
Okay, so this one also, the instrumental is produced by Robert Lidecker. Shout out to Robert Lidecker. Anybody goes to Lidecker, I'm popping the trunk. I ain't playing. Echo the Savage.
I like that.
He did the production, the in-studio production. And I wrote all of it, performed it. So
right
song,
on.
Yeah, the song's Toolbox is inspired by the Toolbox Killers. So basically imagine each of these songs is like the background video playing at a house party. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. And this one is.
Got it.
Just a heads up.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into it.
The songs get harder as we go. The last one's like the hardest, you know?
Okay.
You heard them. Toolbox. They gave us this show.
Let's go.
Get the tools out. Decision, seen a body, gotta have it, puts me in a bad position. The coroner canceled my internship for stab incisions. Drive this bus off a cliff and now the whole class is missing. If you died, I would laugh my ass off while I'm pissing on your fucking mausoleum. Cast off this existence, we don't fucking need them. Fuck these bastards in our business. Killing is my business, I'm stacking my racks and digits. I'm crushing my opposition like snatching a bag of kittens. Beating a burlap sack with a bat. Is this a crusade? We the heathen that attack your missions. Demon from the depths that erupt through cracks and fissures. I am the gremlin inside the machine, killing you while remaining unseen. The static inside of the screen, the poltergeist that is inside of your screams. I am exciting, invite me, I'm biting, I'm sucking and draining, I'm dying, sedating, I'm slicing and dicing and drinking you dry. I am the flames and dishes in the sky. Get the tools out.
Get them out, get them out.
I'm about to act a fool now. I'm the devil with a black coat. Make the dead rise for the second life. Exsanguinated with a slashed throat. I'm the storm that attacks at night. Drowning you on a crash boat. Hydrogen bomb, flash a light. Vaporize your last hope. I am a ligature tied in a bow. A stage scene to incite fear. The killer is probably someone you know. Looking everywhere but right here. My inner vision got him quite scared. I am death on a white mare. I am Michael on God's command. Killing you all like a nightmare. Yeah, so get the tools out.
Get them out.
Get the tools.
watching over me like it's OCD. So bring them through. Let the host see me. I'm about to act a fool now. Get the tools out!
What a brother, no, once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal D. Public enemy number one, 5, 4, 6, freeze. And I got numb, can I tell him never really never had a gun? But it's the wax that's the Terminator X-Bun. Now they got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, Farrakhan's a problem and I think you wanna listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How other people say, make a miracle, D. I'm the lyrical, black is back all in, we're gonna win, check it out.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope, cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters right across the country has a soap for the war. We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning their blackness, they call us a black, but we'll see if the blatant.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
I'm in front of me, the crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm, he's X, I call him Norm, you know, he can cut a record from side to side, so with the ride, the glide, some people safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll, music for what, for which, and you call a band, man, making the music, I'm using, but you can't do it, you know, you call demo,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do, rap is not afraid of you, beat is for Sonny Bono,
beat is for
Yo Bono, run the MC, for city, DJ couldn't be a band, stand on his own feet, get you on your seat, beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell,
wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell, ever forever. Universal and will sell. Time for me to exit. Terminator exit.
Turn it up. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the
so you stop feeling like a comatose. Stand my man, the beat's the same when I post those. Rock with some pizzazz, it will last, why you ask? Roll with the rock stars,
you never get accepted as.
We got to plead the fifth, we can't investigate. Don't need to wait, get the record straight. Hey, Monty in effect, got flavor, Terminator. Exercise checks, play to get paid. We got to check it out, that on the avenue. A magazine or two is dissing me and dissing you.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That was Public Enemy, Anthrax, Bring the Noise, the remix. Before that, our very own guest, Ivan. Fucking Ivan, sorry. With Toolbox.
Toolbox.
Yeah. No, I love the Public Enemy, man. Love Public Enemy.
Yeah,
I got,
same.
I got this Public Enemy patch here on
oh,
my
he
vest,
really
man.
Do. Man, oh, it's yeah. official.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had that on my vest. You can tell this patch is
pretty I like cool. It's got the battle damage. That's what yeah, makes it official. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I actually got to meet Professor Griff from Public Enemy when I was like 13 years old. This is actually one of those formative like moments for me I think back on because I was hanging out with my dad and my dad was going to the studio. It was Stonehenge Studio on Anton Street in Atlanta, Georgia. It was like directly next door to Stankonia. You know, I remember nice. Being like a little kid and like getting out. I saw Big Boy walking in the studio one day, you know, just like as a little kid. Didn't ain't say nothing to him, ain't say nothing to me, but I was just like, I know who that is, man. So we're in the studio and it was a nice studio. I remember looking on the walls and there was like Tony Braxton's platinum plaques and stuff. Yeah. And Professor Griff was in the studio and we spoke. And I was playing drums. My dad had me back in one of the booths just playing drums. I see this dude like leaning in the booth like through the glass.
You know?
And then he left, and then he comes back in with my dad, and they wanted to talk. And Professor Griff, dude, he probably doesn't even remember me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he told me, take this music shit seriously. Take this music thing as serious as you can.
Because
people find fortunes in this. They make fortunes. They can change their entire life off of this.
If you
take this seriously and treat it like something you can build on, you can do something with it. And
he ain't lying.
Yeah, that really stuck with me. You know, so still to this day, I wear the Public Enemy patch like right on my chest.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's a good story. Man, you got some good stories.
Yeah, for real.
I've been around a little while.
I guess so. So right. I came to the choice. So before we get into more, I guess, of the serious interview, I'll give you guys the choice of the week.
Choice.
Would you rather subsist, I think it's the right word, subside,
mm-hmm.
exist for 1 year, every meal, on only Wendy's or Jack in the Box?
Oh, I'm going to have to pick Wendy's.
Yeah. You said meals?
Every meal for 1 year.
Yeah, if you had to pick one.
On their menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack and Crack all day.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Wendy's.
Wendy's ain't got them tacos, fam. Yeah. No tacos go hard.
Except for me because I'm a big chili person. Wendy's has the chili.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't matter. No tacos are supreme, bro.
I'm just thinking about the Frosty.
And they breakfast is better.
Yeah, I'm like a Frosty. Yeah, just French fries.
Man, they got the shakes, bro. And they shake machine don't die like McDonald's.
I think those two because I feel like it's a tie.
Yeah, they shake machine never break, bro.
Yeah.
And they got egg rolls. They got everything, bro. They menu is so off the chart. They even got if you got like munchies, bro, they actually have a munchie meal, bro. Like this is wild stuff.
All right. So we got one for Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Oh, what about her? We can ask her. She can be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. What do you think, babe?
Don't be quiet. Come on, man. You got the Oreo shakes. You got strawberry shakes. They got shakes, bro. Shakes.
You don't have chili. No,
man. What? Okay. You don't need chili.
Chili or baked potatoes.
Jack in the Box.
Man, they got curly fries, right, bro.
Two for two.
Yes.
I think it's a tie.
Yeah, it's a tie.
All right. There we go.
So there's my dumb question of the week. So they're basically all stuff like that. Like, would you rather fight a lion or a shark? That kind of stupid stuff. So it's like,
Yes. Obviously. That part right there.
Either play chess versus a kangaroo or
oh my goodness, this guy.
Yeah.
As long as he's not asking about the smooth brain animals.
What do you mean? Anyway, so we're at to the point. Is there anything you want to bring up maybe that we haven't brought up that you want to tell anyone about coming up or just anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. I mean, I still want to talk about the album because there's a lot that I could talk about.
Yes, please talk about the album.
So this album is actually part one in like a three-part Choose Your Own Adventure trilogy. You know, this album represents like a teenage house party where boy meets girl. They go through the night together. Maybe they hook up at the end. But the parallel story is like dude at a party, demonic possession. Maybe he takes everybody out at the end. Once you get to the end of the album, you actually decide. You decide what it was you just heard. You know what I mean? But that is continued in the next two installments of this album. The next one is going to be called Graveyards, Dive Bars, and Strip Clubs. Similar. Like yeah. Yeah. So I got a few of those in the pipe. So we're trying to do it right. The music videos that we're doing for this album are going to set a lot of Easter eggs for the next one as well. You know?
We like Easter eggs. I'd say.
Oh, I've been trying this record. The way this record actually came about, I was in this band, right? And we did three entire projects together. And every time we did these projects, we recorded it ourselves, mixed it ourselves, had a homie master it. And the real split came when I was like, let's do it legit. Let's go to a real studio, get a real producer, get some funding. Also, shout out.
Get some funding.
Yeah, get some funding. Shout out to the Echo Fund, man. Shout out to Music Oregon. Shout out to Music Portland. And shout out to Echo Fund. They hooked us up with the grant last year. And we this album would not have gotten made had they not done
that. Wait a minute. Where the live studio audience at? Live studio audience, please.
Music Portland, all that.
Yeah.
Man, that's love.
So, yeah, that was how the band split. They, you know, I wanted to do it for real, for real. And I was sitting on half of this album. You know, I had half this album written, and I just was like, Lydecker made these beats. You know, dude's got his accomplishments in order, and I didn't want to waste these songs on just, like, garage recordings, you know? So that's really how this album came to be.
Right on.
Yeah.
The birth.
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is it going to be available also for people to, like, purchase on, like, iTunes?
Yeah, Amazon, absolutely. You can go
on... So all digital platforms?
Right. You can go on right now and buy the album on my website, and you can go on my Bandcamp and buy it. Perfect. And if you buy the album, it comes with a bonus track. Man, there's 11 tracks on the album, but there is a 12th bonus track that's, like, super dope.
Right on.
I'm stoked about that.
So straight through the website they can get it.
Yeah. ThatFuckingIvan.com or TFIvan.com. I got both of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. So yeah, we're gonna be uploading it to streaming here at the end of the month, and but until then, you can still check it out. It's out there. Anybody wants to go listen to it, you can listen to it for free. You know, but if you want to pay for it, get that bonus track, go for it.
Dope. Now, if you were putting together your own tour and you get to select three artists, it don't matter who they are. Okay. Who would you take on your tour? You're the headliner.
Okay, so I'm headlining.
You're the headliner.
All right. So I'm headlining. I'm gonna say. I want Josiah. He's like a punk rapper that is killing it right now. He's doing that rage sort of rap. You know, yeah. I definitely want Josiah in there. I'm going to say...
Uh-oh. Not the franchise.
I'm going to say I'll take Denzel Curry as well. I don't even necessarily need to headline this show, but Denzel Curry. Definitely want Denzel Curry. And then, you know, for the third act... Let's see. I'm going to go with it again.
Yeah.
They are awesome. And I feel like between the four of us, that show would be
bananas.
Insane. Yeah, yes. It would be absolutely insane.
Good answer.
Bro, going rock
so
the
we
world.
We have two more to play.
What's the next one we're playing for you?
We're going to play both the next two.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If that's cool.
Yeah, let's do it. So the next one is Exsanguinated. And this one's fun. It's like a vampire song.
This is the horror one you were talking about.
Yeah,
okay.
This is the one like there's a vampire movie playing.
Wait a minute, is it kind of like that movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall kind of vampire?
No. This one's actually kind of cool. You'll see. The hook is paying homage to another one of my big influences, okay. You know. So you'll see when the hook comes, you'll be like, "Oh, okay, I get it."
Okay.
It's like vampires.
Okay.
Vampire hip-hop, for it. You know, it's like imagine if Nosferatu was doing boom bap, like right, like that sort of inspiration behind it.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, and after that, we got a song called Floored. And Floored is like the climax of the album where you decide what it was that you just heard. And yeah, this song, it doesn't sound like it, but this one's actually inspired by Afrika Bambaataa, the Planet Rock.
Okay.
It's actually inspired by that, so.
All right.
Yeah.
The man that gave hip-hop his name.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did he actually come up with the name?
Hip-hop? Yeah, he did.
Did he?
That's an interesting fun fact, Shado.
I didn't know that. Fun fact, I know he did the like world tour with the graffiti DJ, MC, like the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, like the dudes out of France talk about how important that was.
Yeah.
With French hip hop and stuff. So definitely got a flowers.
Yeah. You think of hip hop, you got to think of that guy. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get into those. Exsanguinated first?
Yeah. Exsanguinated, the word, means a corpse that has no blood in it, like completely drained of blood. And one of the other influences for this album is a band called AFI, and they have a song called Exsanguinated. And they're not like similar, but it's, you know, influenced by that.
Only in name.
There you go. A song title, and he just taught you a scientific fact.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's get into it.
Waking up inside my coffin, I'm coughing horses a bitch. Get me the fuck out of this box, I'm forcing the lid. So thirsty for your body, it's torture to live. Creeping on these hoes like a corpse in a crypt. Coming for you any way I can. Nighttime is the right time. Button heads like the goat I am. Capricorn is my sign. I feel love of your lifetime. Break your heart and tear your guts out. And they still cling to me like a lifeline. Damn, you must be hypnotized. Can I break my cryptic shine? Back it up and grip your thighs. See you with the mystic eyes. Frozen in the grip of fright. Ronin turns to whisper cries. Embrace the reaper in death. I give you life. Come to
me. Come to the voice that calls you to your doom. It don't we sleep, I need you cause it's so lonely in my tomb. My soul to keep, pray the Lord keep me from temptation. If I die before I wake, the Lord face my damnation. Radication of my carnal cravings, preying on the foolish that are praying to imagination. Enslaving the meek with promise of artificial salvation. I'm just here to consume, you cannot escape it, so just embrace it. Life is fading cause we're training, yet every essence, our very presence is a pestilence inflicted on peasants, a plague on the realm sent from heaven. Hell is overflowing, we're just here to enjoy the culling. Cracking a snack and a chick, I'm grabbing a quick. I can't give a dang. And a snack and a twink, I'm back in a blink. Bird of the sky, dead or alive, it's the fuck what you think. Fuck what you think. Push to the brink, there's blood in the sink. There's blood in your neck, a kiss in the wind. Drink it, I can't get enough. I'm stranded in love, suspended in death. I'm into the breath, I'm into the pain. Laying with bliss, it ends with a kiss. Your neck and a fist, my corpse in the ground. Never to be found, never to be loved. Never to be killed, never to be free. Forever a fiend.
About earlier, I had to feed.
Oh, it's all good.
So what are y'all up to?
Oh, we about to put another scary movie on. I mean, you want to hang out?
Oh, hell yeah.
Driving me crazy, fuck me till I can't take no more.
Ooh, give it to me, baby. You've been driving me crazy, fuck me till I can't take no more.
Shooting up the damn club. Hey, get your hands up. Hey,
Yeah. We're back.
Oh,
let's get a round of applause from the studio audience.
Yeah, seriously. Where y'all at?
So you heard Florida, and before that, Exsanguinated. I want to make sure I'm not butchering that word. There you go.
Man. I just want to school
say,
word.
And this isn't, you are obviously a good rapper, a dope rapper, a good singer. This is also, though, I wanted to mention, great on all the songs that you played for us today, great instrumentation. Like, they're all well, like.
Yeah, they are. Just,
you can tell it's like professionally done.
The budget was nice.
It worked out, man. That's Echo and Lidecker, man. Them two dudes are so I'm honored to work with those dudes. They are so
don't
talented.
Sleep.
It all works. Like, they made a sound. It works with you. I did.
Yeah.
Like, I like the concept. So we really appreciate you bringing all this on and.
Yeah, man. Thank you all.
Previewing the music and all that. And
we understand that you want to do something for the show.
Yeah, man.
We're
talking all this hip hop and stuff. I should spit some bars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can hear it.
Yeah, we can hear it.
Yeah. Check, check. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I think that's good. All right. I'm walking with the spirits from the great beyond. What plane are we on? I must be tripping cause all my LSD people are gone. I studied in documentaries when my days was long. Shout out to Jaceon, I've instilled a crazy one. Stay loving the game, getting my paper long to take care of the family because I just want to pay the moms. That's why I'm conquering tracks like I'm Genghis Khan. And I'm responding to the trash you write when you make a song. They say I might blow. I'm so hot, got a faint white glow. There's a fire at the Great White Show. Get trapped by the stage pyros. You better check where the exit's at. My show will be the target of the next attack. She lose her mind when I don't text her back. Because I got that thing, she obsessed with that. If I was an NBA player, I'd be Dennis Rodman with a bigger dick and a better dress. If I was a rapper, I'd be me until I met my death. I'm from the South, but I rep the West. I get smashed every place I go. I say what's up to every face I know. And the ones I don't, I say hello. Because I'm nice, but don't play, bro. On the beat, I'm Michael Myers with dykes and pliers. Like Son of Sam, I'ma shoot my shot, light some fires. I'm Raps Lestat, I'm always coming back and I wanna bite her. Things I'm scary, but I still get the invite to cider. Because I'm dead handsome, mix of DMX, Wayne Hansen, and a handgun. I got these bitches dancing, I've Don Bonet's ransom. Crazy motherfucker, I am hip-hop's Manson. Since I was 13, all the girls been warning each other not to fall in love with me. Like shit, they just can't get enough of me. And on top of that, I've been telling them all not to fuck with me. That's real, but then they all in. Swimming pool full of liquor, shit, we fall in. At the dive bar, yeah, we really ballin'. Black flags up, I'm the new Henry Rollins. I just wanna chill and drink my beer. Take it there, then I don't play fair. Got weed, got raps.
Hey! Thank you.
Thank you.
Freestyling on the set right there. And another round of applause.
Thank you. I was sick, though.
Yes. That one is funny, actually. Because I was like, if I was an NBA player, who would I be?
And now, please, because we don't got much time, so you got less than a minute, really. So please tell the world where they can find you one more time and anything you got coming up where they can go see that, too.
I'm that fucking Ivan. I go by TF Ivan online. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube at TF Ivan. You can also find me at thatfuckingivan.com or tfivan.com. And we out here, man. We out here on the scene in Portland. So anytime you see my name pop up, come out.
Do it. All right. No excuses.
Thank you for coming on. You're always welcome back. Yeah. Like you heard him, go support the music. You can, anyone who missed this, or if you want to tell your friends and family, you can catch this episode tomorrow on demand, xray.fm, the X-Ray app, or the link in our bio.
Yep.
How much time we got, sir?
Yeah, 26 seconds.
Stay tuned for Long Distance Call up next. The dope show. They play international pop plus off-world funk every Friday night at midnight. You know what it is. That's like in 20 seconds from now.